This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father John Giuliani of All Saints Catholic Church of Lake Wylie, South Carolina.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Lord, may your word penetrate our mind, our speech, and our hearts. At that time, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was hungry. The tempter approached and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become loaves of bread." He said in reply, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and made him stand on the parapet of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him and said, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Then the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their magnificence. And he said to him, "All these I shall give to you if you will prostrate yourself and worship me." At this, Jesus said to him, "Get away, Satan. It is written, the Lord your God you shall worship, and him alone shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We see in the first reading that the creation accounts, Adam and Eve were living in a garden. They had it made. Everything was beautiful. They just ate off the fat of the land. They just couldn't do one thing. They couldn't eat of this tree of life. They were told not to do it. So what do? They ate the tree. And suddenly they felt shame. They realized they were naked. They'd been naked right along. But they felt ashamed, and they covered up. And we see this story of Adam and Eve in the desert, in the garden, as opposed to Jesus going into the desert. Jesus is the new Adam. Where the first Adam was disobedient, Jesus was obedient, and he did not fall to the temptations of the devil, the lies. And all of us are tempted, every one of us, that's part of our human condition. But we have the power to, by the grace of God, to choose what is right and be obedient to God. And it's through the obedience of Christ that we have found salvation. Through the disobedience of one man, all of guilty of original sin, yet through the God-man, Jesus Christ, who is obedient, we find salvation. So we have real strength that comes to us from Christ. And as I said, every one of us are tempted. It's not a sin to be tempted, but it's sinful when we give in. And usually at the heart of every temptation is some kind of lie. The devil is the prince of lies. Oh, you're gonna be like gods if you eat this fruit. Sure. If you do this, Jesus was tempted. If you are the Son of God, prove who you are. Jesus didn't have to prove anything to anybody. And he refuted the devil with scripture. Jesus could have taken his divine powers and taken stones and made bread out of them. Imagine the money he could make. Imagine the poor he could have fed. But life is more than bread. Life is more than human pleasures. And he was tempted in his hunger. I can't imagine being hungry for more than 40 minutes. I can't imagine 40 days and 40 nights. But it was in Jesus' hunger that he was tempted. Also, he was tempted for political power. He could have used his gifts to be a leader in a political sense. And he always refused that. The Jewish people wanted him to be a political leader, throw the Romans out. He refused. His mission was spiritual, not political. He could have been the head of the world if he wanted, if he would worship the devil, but he wouldn't do it. And then the final temptation, to throw himself from the parapet of the temple, killing himself. Maybe that's the final temptation that many people have in our world today, the decision to end life. So many people check out. There was a French philosopher, his name was Albert Camus. He said the ultimate question for everyone is whether to commit suicide or not. That was how he felt life was, and he was an existentialist. And he died in a one-car car accident. How morbid. But they choose death, and many people do. But we have the choices, life and death. And to choose life is difficult because all of us have the seeds of life and death within us. We all have temptations that if we fed certain bad ideas would lead to our destruction. But also we have wonderful ideas and a lot of motivations. If we feed them, we can be very successful and honor God in our lives. And that's what God wants all of us to do. But we all are confronted by evil, every one of us. But we're not alone. We have Christ with us. We have Christ. We have brothers and sisters. We have the church. We're not alone. Everyone's tempted. How do we strengthen each other? I like this confidio we've been using during Lent. I confess to God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I'm a sinner. We're all in this together. Pray for me to the Lord our God with all the saints, that I have the strength to do what's right. So we strengthen each other. And I'm a big proponent of 12-step groups, whether it's AA or any of the other variations. That's how people overcome addiction, by being honest and strengthening each other. That's how we get through life and life successfully, because we encourage one another to overcome the evil inclinations, the easy way out, worshiping the devil, literally or figuratively. How many people sell their soul because they want to be wealthy? And wealthy, to have a lot of money in and of itself is really not going to give meaning to someone's life. It's relationships. Having people to love and to be loved, I think that's more important. Though it's nice to have money, don't get me wrong. But the Lord says, what does it profit a man if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? How many people have sold their soul for some foolishness, political power? Some people are very powerful politically, but do they use it for good or for their own, pride? How many people want to seem like they're good to others? They want to be famous. And the Lord's saying, that's not important. Do what's right. Live humbly before your God. And then, life can be a garden. We can be truly ourselves. We don't have to cover up and hide, because that's how God made us, this world, to be a garden. I do believe that. And it can be when we love each other and care about one another and celebrate life and end this crazy competition sometimes. We're not better than one another, but we're in this together. How do we help each other get through life? Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the salvation he gives us and the encouragement we have that we can love one another. We can rise above evil and do a lot of good. May God help us on the journey as we move toward Easter. May every one of us experience transformation, change, and God's blessing, and to have a sense of God's presence within us. We're not alone. And maybe it wouldn't be such a bad idea to turn the TV off, to turn the computers off, our handheld devices, and maybe talk to one another, listen to each other, and to really deeper relationships and conversations. They've done a lot of studies And there was a lot of our young people seemed to be depressed, according to some studies we read. And when the young people are not on social media, and some schools don't allow it, some very special schools, the students are a lot happier. I don't know exactly why, but there is some connection that our relationships without all this stuff, the technology, sometimes can be a little more profound. And maybe during this Lent, we could go on a fast from social media, from television, and maybe work on substantial relationships, real experience, real love, maybe even realize God is at the center of our lives. Let us profess that faith.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.